Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Scoutcast. My name is Christian, and I am going to be your host today. On this podcast, we cover everything scouting related, and today we are covering a very intriguing question. No, it's not how to cook bacon and why it's so good. We've covered that like four times. Today, we'll be finding out what an Eagle Scout is, why the rank is so highly regarded by universities and employers, and if becoming one will prepare you for your future. So let's get into it. I want to start off the podcast by posing this question: what is an Eagle Scout? An Eagle Scout is the highest attainable rank in the Boy Scouts of America and is earned through years and years of hard work and persistence. Eagle Scouts are able to retain all the information and moral codes he learned from his leaders and knowing when to apply which specific skills. All Eagle Scouts need to advance through seven levels of scouting: Scout, Tenderfoot, Second Class, First Class, Star, Life, and then finally Eagle. Becoming an Eagle Scout is no easy endeavor. Ranking up can take months to years. However, what makes this rank so difficult to acquire is that you have up until your 18th birthday to achieve it. Very few boys accomplish this task. Only roughly 3% of boys in scouting across the world make it to Eagle Scout. Which begs the question, does that mean this award is prestigious? Oh yeah, it does. Big time. It has been shown many times over that scouting helps people shape themselves and enables them to respond to a variety of situations comfortably. Many important traits and techniques are learned in scouting that cannot be replicated anywhere else, such as loyalty, trustworthiness, and reliability. Because all of these traits and many more are possessed by Eagle Scouts, employers and universities know that it says something special about you and will find great interest in you. They recognize that Eagle Scouts have the mindset to lead by example and instruction. Following through is an invaluable trait. Because the rank of Eagle is a tedious task, time management skills are kept keen while still growing physically, mentally, and intellectually. Possessing these traits is one thing, but using them properly and executing decisions to better yourself and others is another thing. That is one of the many things that sets Eagle Scouts apart from others. Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, is a distinguished Eagle Scout and had this to say about the program. If you look around, there aren't a lot of places where we give young people those values at those formative years and reinforce them in the way that the scouting program reinforces them, by putting them in real-life situations where they have to interact with peers, older children, and adults. It's probably more relative today than ever because as I look out there just isn't another program that exists today that does that. This quote says a lot about Eagle Scouts and how the skills you learn throughout scouting will aid you in your future. Of the 181 astronauts at NASA, 51% were in scouting in general, and then 39 of those men were Eagle Scouts. Do you think it's a coincidence that the National Aeronautics and Space Administration hired these people because they possess traits you can't find anywhere else? Let's just say it's a coincidence, right? Is there really any other real-world proof? When Eagle Scouts enlist in the military, they may receive an advanced enlisted rank solely because of his rank of Eagle Scout. That's right, the American military. Do you think they know what they're doing? John Pelerin, the scoutmaster of Troop 965 at St. Juliana's Parish, had this to say about scouting having a positive, lasting impact on an individual. The process of becoming an Eagle helps you develop and reinforce the habits that we all need to have a well-lived and meaningful life. I think attaining Eagle helps you be more intentional about what you want your life to be. The process of earning Eagle helps to focus where you want to go and what you want to do in life. The vast majority of people don't become Eagles and manage to be quite successful. Very few of our troop leaders are Eagles. For all sorts of reasons. In my case, I was a Boy Scout for 5 years, loved my time in Scouts, and had a great experience. We camped virtually every month of the year. My troop didn't push rank advancement, so I didn't earn Eagle. As an adult, I have come to the conclusion that those who are eagles have a leg up on most others because they have developed the habits that help you gain eagle and are already applying those habits to the other parts of their life, just education, plans, future aspirations, career. I think eagles started thinking about these things earlier than most people, and by developing the habits and disciplines necessary to earn the rank, were then able to apply those skills in other aspects of their life. This insight from John Pellerine is very meaningful. He has been a scoutmaster at St. Juliana's Parish for nearing 18 years now. He has seen many, many Eagle Scouts and also kids who have not made Eagle Scout. He understands the making of one and what disciplines it takes. Scouting can alone leave an impact on a person. However, achieving Eagle Scout will just benefit you so much more than you could possibly imagine. That's all on Scoutcraft today. I'm your host, Christian, and thank you for tuning in.